connecting to the real nerds is so easy. You can go to our website, realnerdspodcast.com. You can like us on Facebook. We have a Twitter account, at Real Nerds. We also have Instagram. You can call us, 720-6NERDS5. You want to email us? You can do that too, realnerds@gmail.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. Welcome to Denver Comic Con 2016. We have a fantastic interview lined up for you. Enjoy. Welcome to Real Nerds Podcast at Denver Comic Con 2016. I'm Ryan, and I'm with Shadow and Dane, and they have a proposition for our listeners. Shadow, why don't you tell us what you are proposing?
All right. Well, we are trying to start a bar here in Denver called Player 2. It's a bar for nerds. So we're going to have tabletop games, board games, video games, just trying to strengthen the nerd community and something that happens every day, not just something. And Comic-Con is absolutely wonderful. I'm enjoying it this entire time. It only happens once a year. So we're trying to help the community have a place to go every day.
Well, I'm sold. End of interview. Good job.
Yeah, great interview. We're done. I'm just kidding. So where did the idea come from?
Well, I kind of towards the end of college, when I was about to get my degree, I kind of decided, you know what, I really just want to start a bar. And I muddled on that idea for a little while. It took me a couple years bartending, and then I decided, you know, I really enjoy video games, and I really enjoy board games, and why aren't there bars that really do this anywhere? And so I started planning about 2 years ago to get this bar up and running, and now here we are trying to get the final funding together.
So take me through my virtual tour of Player 2 bar. When I walk in, what do I see?
Well, you'd walk in, and first of all, it wouldn't be dark and dingy and loud. It would be a comfortable environment.
And not smelly, right?
Yeah, no. Hopefully not smelly. But
That was my dig at board game players.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, we'd try and have some sort of personal hygiene.
Nice. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So yeah, you'd see your video game stations off to one side. We'd have a couple individual computers and then a lot of couch cooperative sections. So everybody gets down and actually plays together like we used to do in the old days before it became a bit too graphically intense.
So are you going to have like Mario Kart 64?
We'd like to, yes. We will be a little bit limited on what we can get licensing on, but we're going to try and get licensing on a broad variety of games, working with a lot of indie developers to try and get their games in-house. And then we'll also have a bunch of tables where you can play board games, you can play Dungeons & Dragons, Pathfinder, whatever you'd like to.
So are you going to have these games there, or can people bring their games in and play?
We're going to have our own selection of games, but if people want to bring their own, that's fine. We've already got probably 60 games combined of our own, but we're going to buy a whole bunch more just so we have a massive variety. So if someone wants to play Catan, they can play Catan. Or if they just want to play Scrabble, they're totally welcome to play either of those.
So how do you think alcohol will help enhance your enjoyability of Pathfinder?
Well, clearly, interesting situation.
You weren't ready for that question,
no,
were you?
Clearly, Ryan has never played Pathfinder because half of them are drunk when they're playing anyway.
Exactly.
It's a social game.
I'm actually a little bit known for choosing characters that are drunk characters just so that I can drink while I'm playing. Because then I'm getting into character.
Of course. So, that's how you have to do. Do you guys have spots lined up that you're looking at?
We've been looking at a lot of places, namely around Inglewood, South Broadway. We'd like to be close to Denver University if possible, but really our main stipulation is we want to be close to a light rail drop-off, because that way people can get there fairly cheap and they can get home safe, which is more important.
See, did you get your degree in business?
No, I actually got a degree in elementary education.
Well, you're educating people on the proper way to drink and have fun.
Well, and, I mean, taking care of kids, taking care of drunk people.
It's about the same. Yeah, we all know that. So how can we help you guys?
Well, we just started an Indiegogo campaign yesterday, and we're looking to raise $50,000, or ideally as much as possible. You can actually find us at facebook.com/player2denver/, and we have a link to our Indiegogo campaign right at the top of our page there. So, and really, we're just trying to spread the word, get as many people interested and excited about this idea as possible.
Cool. And hey, you're starting at the right place to spread the word. As you know, Denver Comic Con is
right.
100,000 of your target audience.
Yeah, at least. I don't know. It might be more than that here.
It's pretty crazy this year. Is this your first Denver Comic Con?
It is. Yeah,
this is actually my first Comic Con. We grew up in Wyoming. So there's not a lot of...
You know, they have the Cheyenne Comic-Con
this
year.
Yeah, that just started this year. I heard great things about it.
Yeah, see? You're coming to a cooler state anyways. Let me ask you Wyomingites this question. How come as soon as I cross the border, it gets windy? What's the deal with that?
I know. I've always wondered that, too. Coming down from Wyoming, it's amazing how you cross the border to Colorado, and then suddenly everything's green.
Exactly, and it's wonderful, and the people are... douchey, but you know.
they used to be okay. They used to be fun people.
But Wyoming is beautiful in the western part of the state.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we're not too far away from Jackson.
The southeast part is
nice.
A bit iffy.
Yeah, but. Yeah, you know, Laramie and stuff.
Yeah.
But,
I enjoyed my time at University of Wyoming. Laramie was fun, but that might have been some different reasons.
But then you came to Denver and you're like, man, this is where I need to be.
Yeah. Right.
This is where the heart of America is.
Well, there's so many more people our age. You know, you go to anywhere in Wyoming and there's less people than there are here right now. So you basically have to, like, quarter up the state to get as many people who are here right now.
And see, I say this all in jest. Half my family lives in Wyoming and Wheatland. So,
You
know, probably the nicest part of Wyoming. And by the nicest part, I mean,
well,
like, the flattest
Sheridan's
part
pretty
of
nice
Wyoming.
It is pretty flat over in Wheatland.
My heart will always be in Lander.
Yeah. Yeah, see, people don't know how great of a state Wyoming is. It's the forgotten state.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, definitely. Because people go, wait, where's that? Like, well, we don't ride horses. A lot of people seem to perpetuate that stereotype. We don't all ride horses.
You know,
everywhere.
The stereotype here is skiers.
Oh,
yeah, everybody skis. Yeah. Skiing sucks.
Snowboarder?
I'm a snowboarder myself.
Yeah, see?
I bartended for 2 years at a ski resort and had a blast doing it, really.
Nice. You know, you guys do have one cool thing in Wyoming. Harrison Ford lives there, so
that's
you
true.
Have that.
Yeah, well, yeah, good luck running into the guy, unless you're lost in the wilderness.
That might be kind of weighed out because of Dick Cheney.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. But if I was as rich as him, I totally would buy, you know, a spot in Wyoming and just be left alone.
Yeah,
and
right.
Fly World War II planes and crash land them on golf courses. That's what I would do.
Right. Well,
that's
he did that one in California.
He did.
Yeah.
But it's still cool.
It's fair enough. At his age, yeah.
But hey, guys, good luck with it. Remember, player two. We can just log on Facebook, click on the link, and kick money your way.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And we're going to keep this up.
Don't play with yourself. Play with others. Yeah. At player two.
Yeah.
Gotta plug the tagline in there.
Yeah. Very nice. Well, good luck, guys. Thanks for coming on our show.
Yeah.
I love the idea.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Games are fun.
Yeah.
And they're more fun with people.
Yeah.
In
exactly.
a safe environment, you can take a light rail home to them.
Yeah. So, exactly. That's the plan.
All right. Good luck, gentlemen.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for listening to this exclusive interview from Real Nerds Podcast at Denver Comic Con 2016. I'd like to thank Denver Comic Con and Pop Culture Classroom for giving us this opportunity. Thanks. Bye.
Real Nerds is a Nebulous Visions multimedia production. We would also like to thank Sparks Mandrill for our music. Additional music from Ben Sounds. Thank you to Alamo Drafthouse. Thank you to Colorado Coins, Cards, and Comics. And thank you for listening to the Real Nerds Podcast.